324. 324.
Hallelujah.
It's number 40 in our hymn books, number 40. Sing verse 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I love thee.
Great.
We want to remember tonight to pray for the cottagers in the village as they gather. There are four boys, though, that are not well tonight. They were with Sister Jessica. So we're going to just pray that God will touch them. God is able. And so, Lord, you know those boys that are sick. Dear God, you lay your own hand upon them. Lord, we bring them right to you. Jesus, you went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for the Lord was with you. And so, God, we just pray for these boys. Touch them even now. Touch them even now, Lord. Give them a good rest. Strengthen them in their bodies. Lord, we believe that you've brought every one of these campers to us for this time so that you could meet them, work in their hearts. So we're believing you to touch tonight. To reveal yourself as our healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, someone pray for the meeting tonight in the village and for the cottagers. Come.
Father, we thank you for these boys and children in the cottage, only boys in the village. We pray that you would draw near to them, you would work in their hearts a greater love for yourself, yieldedness to yourself. Please pray. We pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, O God. Work, your work.
Yes, Lord.
Let tonight be a mighty working of your.
Yes,
God,
Lord. Move, Lord.
To
among
really
them,
move
Lord,
in their lives.
Break through, my God.
Give them the help that they need, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Open their hearts, O God, to you in a greater way. You know them all, O Lord. We pray that you work in their lives. Save those who haven't turned to you, O God. And fill them, O God, all with
yes, Lord.
Your grace that saves to the uttermost.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Abundance
of grace enabling them
yes,
to
live
life through Jesus Christ. Father, bless each counselor. Yes, inspire them
yes,
to take their place.
Yes.
Minister to these boys and to these cottagers. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Move by your Spirit. Move by your Spirit. Our brother John Comar, that's the gentleman here, the distinguished looking gentleman. Frontier. He was pointing out some of the different interesting objects in this room. And maybe you wonder why we have snowshoes and deer heads, and these are some artifacts, so to speak, of years gone by that many of them were here when the property was purchased in 1946. But I wonder, let me just see how observant you are. Without looking, I mean without, well, you're going to look now, right? But there are some portraits in this room. There are, I can see, at least four pictures in this room of people. And there are also some pictures in that room of people. In that room there are pictures of our directors over the years. And I was showing some pictures this afternoon of the founder of our camp and of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church, and Sister Robinson's picture, and over in that room. But in this room, I see a little portrait by Lenny, and it's of an Indian chief, an American Indian chief, I believe.
Joseph Brandt.
What was his name?
Joseph Brandt.
Joseph Brandt. Now, why do you think we have Joseph Brandt's picture in this lodge? I think so. I don't know that for a fact, but can anyone confirm that that's why we have his picture here? Brandt Lake was named for Joseph Brandt. Is that that's the way it goes? Sister Elsie? You think so? Like me, I think so. Okay, we'll go with I think so. All right. Then there's another picture over here by Valerie. Now that's, who is that lady?
Inez.
Sister Inez.
Sister Inez. That's where she sat, right over there. For many years, and she was the camp secretary and a member of the Ridgewood Church. And then there's another little picture. You probably can't see all of those, the people in that picture right by the lamp there, but that picture is, if you look hard enough and you put on your glasses, if you need glasses, you'll see Uncle Tom. Brother Tom is in that picture. And he has hair.
And he's 50 pounds lighter. You know?
And that was a group of young men and that were training for the ministry here during the winter, lived here year-round with the gardeners. And I don't know, is there anyone else in that picture who's in the room tonight? I don't think so. Some have gone to be with the Lord. But there's one more picture in here. Now, it's a recent addition, I believe. Do you see it? There's one more. Yes. There's a picture of Brother Wanamaker up there behind the light. Not sure who chose the placement of that picture. You did?
It was here and I knocked it down when I stood up.
Oh.
It was right here.
Was that there for a while?
This season was put up.
Oh, this season, okay. Brother Wanamaker was a great blessing, man of God. He would oftentimes minister here at camp. And I had the opportunity to meet him when I was a teenager. He would often come during Labor Day retreats. And I did get to talk to him a little bit one time. He was, I think, in his 90s at that time. Very feeble and frail, but a mighty man of God, filled with the love of God. That was one of his themes, love. Love. And love just poured forth from him. But he was also an accomplished musician. And he played the violin beautifully. And he had been healed of tuberculosis. God had healed him miraculously. And he became a minister of God. Someone referred to him as God's messenger boy. And it was because it seems God could just tell him, I need you to go here and take care of this need and go here and resolve this problem, and go here, and he would go, and God would use him. And I wonder if God could tap us on the shoulder and say, go, speak to that one. He's looking for us to be available to him. You know, we look at these men and women of God that have so blessed us, and yet God calls us to the same calling. Why not? Why not? What would God do if we were yielded completely to him? How would God use us if we trusted him in everything? Now, tonight our brother Wanamaker's not here. His picture's here, but he's in heaven. But his violin is here. Really? Did you know that, Audrey? I think I have that right. And our brother Phil Collis has brother Wanamaker's violin. And he's going to play for us tonight.
I'll just tell you something. He was a great influence on my life, not only for his ministering and the love of God, like Brother Phil already said, but with the violin. He used to play beautifully, two notes at a time, sometimes three notes at a time. And I didn't know how he could do that, and I was amazed by it. And I was a young boy at the time, maybe 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there. And I asked him, so how do you do that? And he chuckled, he laughed at me, he said, practice, practice, practice. But then he showed me also how to read the music, and so that you could quickly figure out what notes to play together. And I practiced that. But what I wanted to tell you that was really pertinent to this was that he sold us his violin and said, I will only do it on the condition that you play it for Jesus, and that whoever you leave it to, you make them promise to play it for Jesus as well. And this violin will play for Jesus the rest of its history. And I want to always play it for Jesus. Well, I'm not ready to give it up, though. So.
Hallelujah.
I'm playing two verses of each. Fairest Lord Jesus, and when I survey the wondrous cross.
Thank you.
we have a special song tonight. Sister Jessica, I think, is responsible for it. So come, Sister Jessica.
Thank you.
song that I'd like to sing in this book with you. It's the last printed page before the notes. It says, Jesus only is our message. Have a minute. Now let Brother Dan play for us. And then we'll try to sing it. But you'll notice that each stanza tells us something about the work that Jesus came to do. It's part of our salvation, this full salvation. And so, in the first, in the second verse, Jesus is our Savior, Jesus is our Sanctifier, Jesus is our Healer, Jesus is our Power, and Jesus is our Coming King. So, Brother Dan, play that for us. And
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.